I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Deeply Rooted. This is a podcast with me, your host, Sinazokos. This is where we discuss and delve deeper into the intimate conversations we all have with our Heavenly Father. Welcome to it, beloved. Welcome to yet another episode. You know how we roll. You know how we do things here on Deeply Rooted. We literally help each other grow in our faith, in knowing God and getting closer to God. And we'll also grow in literally answering questions, you know, everyday questions, daily questions through the lens of the Word of God. So this week won't be any different. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your unending, relentless support. We are immensely growing as a family. So thank you so much to everyone who listens, everyone who shares. You know, it's literally having an impact, not only on the numbers, but also on the lives of people out there. And we are trusting that as a regular, even if you're new, welcome. We trust that your life is literally not going to be the same again, because this is where we speak about the Word of God. You know, I usually say to people, the way I approach this podcast is through obedience, you know, so I obey what the Lord has laid in my heart to share. So it's literally the heart of God, you know, so we trust that you are being impacted, your lives are being transformed. So this week won't be any different. We will be doing just that, you know, answering everyday questions, things that we just don't understand and things that we want greater perspective on through the lens of the Word of God. So today we will be talking about something that has been causing people to have various conversations, you know, in everyday life on social media. And that particular thing we will be talking about is the fact that so many people are all of a sudden going to church. All of a sudden, people are becoming Jesus girls, Jesus Janes. People are posting, you know, well-known influencers posting stories, you know, on their Instagram, where they're at church on Sundays. Whereas this person previously was not a church goer. This person was not a believer, you know, and where even celebrities, you know, people that are well known to us as South Africans. For example, we've seen in recent years, you know, people like Casper Nyovest, people like Black Coffee, people I saw just this year, you know, a couple of months ago, I saw Lunga Shabalala as well, being baptized, giving his life to Christ. I saw Gigi Lamaine. These are people in the circular space that do circular music and not gospel music. But all of a sudden, people are giving their lives to Christ, you know, and it's something that has surged in recent years, as I said. And we wonder why. Why is that? Why is it that people now are turning to Christ? I mean, in the generation that I grew up in, this thing of Christ, you know, following the Lord, giving your life to the Lord, going to church, developing your relationship with God was predominantly a old people thing, if I can call it that. It was something that a lot of grown-ups did. You know, when you get to a certain age, then you see that, okay, obviously you grow now and you've decided to make that decision. But now a lot of young people, a lot of people in the circular space are making that decision. And it's normal for us to ask questions. You know, I usually say to people, there's nothing wrong with asking questions as to why is this happening? And what does the Bible say about it? You know, and that's what we will be talking about today, just giving perspective on that. And the first scripture that I usually like turning to when we are speaking about this particular topic is obviously in the book of Acts. I know Bible scholars and people that know the word, they know that in this particular scripture, a promise was made, you know, a prophecy rather was made. And it's something that we are seeing being made manifest every day, right? So just to give a bit of context, I won't read the entire chapter, but in this particular chapter, Jesus had just ascended to heaven, right? And his disciples were left with the mandate to preach the gospel to all the world, to the ends of the earth, you know. And Jesus also promised before he ascended that he will send the Holy Spirit so that they're not alone, and the Holy Spirit will be their teacher, their helper, their counselor, all of these titles that the Holy Spirit will be and manifest himself as to them, right? So in this scripture, we see the manifestation and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, right? People are now speaking in tongues. People, a lot of, like that particular scripture says, thousands, multitudes of people gave their lives to Christ that day. And then in verse 17, Peter references a promise that was made long ago, way before even Jesus was born, in the olden days, in the Old Testament, by a prophet called Joel. So Peter says, basically, as it was spoken by the prophet Joel, and then he says in verse 17, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit to all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams, right? As you can see, as you can hear, beloved, this is literally God's prophecy. This is what God placed in the heart or through the mouth. This is what he said through the mouth of the prophet Joel, that in the last days, this is what's going to happen. You know, a lot of people are going to be saved. God will pour his spirit upon all flesh. You know, your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your sons and your daughters, those are young people. You know, they will prophesy. Your men, your old men will see visions and they will dream dreams. Your young men, rather, will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams, right? So it was prophesied long ago that it is going to happen. A lot of people are going to give their lives to Christ. A lot of people in multitudes are going to be recipients or beneficiaries of this outpouring of the Spirit that God is doing in the last days, right? So in a nutshell, this is what we're seeing, beloved. You know, God promised that I will do it. In the last days, I will do it. A lot of people are going to be saved. A lot of people are going to be born again. A lot of people are going to choose to prioritize their relationships with Christ and give their lives to Christ, you know, in these last days. And these are young people, you know, sons and daughters will prophesy. And you are given the ability to prophesy through the influence of the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Spirit has been poured, when God pours his spirit upon all flesh, it will cause people to then prophesy. It will cause people to then see visions and dreams, right? Because they are influenced by the Holy Spirit. They have given their lives to Christ. Because also the Bible says no one can proclaim Jesus as Lord or Jesus as King unless they have the Holy Spirit, right? So when you see these celebrities, these well-known influencers and people even close to you, don't be shocked, especially as a believer. Yes, it's okay to ask questions as to, is it even genuine? Because, I mean, I think that's the main concern that people usually have, whether it's genuine or not. But you see the genuineness of someone who has a relationship with Christ or who has given their lives to Christ or has been engulfed by the Holy Spirit and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You see it in the fruits of the Spirit that they bear. You know, as time goes on, the more you abide in Christ, the more you give your life, I mean, you give your life to Christ once, but like the more you surrender to him daily, right? The more you include him in your life, the more you literally prioritize your relationship with God, spending time with the Holy Spirit in worship, in prayer, in studying the word, you literally become like him in a sense that you possess the fruits of the Spirit. And the fruits of the Spirit are basically character traits, the way the person, you know, converses, the way the person deals with situations, the way the person, you know, mixes with other people, you know, so that's where you see the genuineness of this, you know, of the fact that whether it's genuine that they've given their lives to Christ or not, you know, you'll see them by their fruits. That's what the Bible says. So that's basically what's happening in a nutshell, beloved, to answer your questions or to answer these questions that we keep asking each other as to why is so-and-so all of a sudden going to church? Why are we seeing such a surge in influencers and celebrities giving their lives to the Lord? This is literally what has been prophesied long ago that it would happen, you know, and it says, I like the fact that in the beginning it says, in the last days, God says. And usually when we hear the term in the last days or we're living in the last days, you know, it's usually associated with a negative connotation. You know, it's associated with bad things that happen. I mean, people have adopted it as a saying these days that, you know what, we are literally living in the last days. We are seeing outrageous things. We are seeing people doing horrible things. And I mean, that's granted because I mean, there are parts in scripture, for example, there are parts in scripture that speak of the last days and what's going to happen in the last days. But also, I mean, some people get confused as to, okay, what is exactly meant by the last days? Like that term, it's the last days, right? So basically, to just sum it up, the last days refers to the time from the time when Christ ascended to heaven from earth until the time he will return again, which is then another conversation we are going to have in another episode. But the time frame between when he ascended and when he will come back, those are then the last days, right? So we are living in the last days ahead of his return, ahead of his second coming. As I said, that's another topic we will have in another episode of Deeply Rooted. But it does speak of a lot of negative things that will happen in the last days. Granted, I mean, I'm not surprised as to why people, you know, use the phrase the last days in a negative way that, you know what, we are really living in the last days. We are seeing things, we're seeing horrible things because the Bible did say that in the last days, for example, there will be moral decline. You know, people will be lovers of themselves. They will be lovers of money. and also global turmoil. We will see that there will be a lot of wars that will happen. I mean, the Bible did say that there'll be a lot of wars that happen. There will be a lot of people that just turn mean, and we'll see a lot of false prophets also. Those are just some of the things that says Osborne in the last days that, okay, you know what? Now we're living in the last days. But also on the flip side, we will see a surge in the number of people that are coming to Christ. We will see multitudes of people coming to Christ, people that are least expected. As I said at the beginning, I counted many celebrities that are in the secular world, and people would have never guessed or thought that these people would give their lives to Christ. But now it's happening, you know. So there will be both of these things happening, but we as believers, our perspective should be shifted towards the good that God is doing in this season, in these last days. So that is the fact that a lot of people are being born again. A lot of people are giving their lives to Christ. That's where our focus should be. Because, I mean, the Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is praiseworthy, think about such things. So that's where our minds should be fixated as believers. You know, I worry sometimes when believers are so fixated on the fact that, you know what, there's so much negativity. There's, you know, so much people that are, you know, seeming like they're turning away and just turning to the devil. And there's just so much evil. I worry because as believers, our focus should be on the good that God is doing. The fact that not only because the Bible tells us to focus on what is lovely and pure and admirable and praiseworthy, the fact that people are coming to Christ, that is praiseworthy. That is admirable. That is lovely. It's something that is to be celebrated. And the Bible says we should think about these things. So meaning our minds should be consumed by the fact that, you know what, God is really at work. People are really being saved, you know. And it's something that we should encourage, beloved, because as much as people are not expected, like these are people that are in the secular world, for example, people that are, that were literally unapologetic, living a life that is away from Christ. So when they come to the house of the Lord, we should be people that are very much welcoming and people that literally welcome this move of God that is happening, and not be people that are suspicious of people and people that want to gatekeep this thing of Christ. We shouldn't be gatekeepers when it comes to the kingdom. We do not do gatekeeping in the kingdom, because God literally wants to reach out to everyone, you know, everyone in literally all spheres of life, you know, in all nations, basically, you know. And another thing that was said to happen, that was going to happen in the last days, is that in the book of Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, the writer says, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached as a testimony to all nations, then the end will come, right? So also we will see, literally, as I said at the beginning, we will see a surge of, you know, people coming to Christ, celebrities, well-known people coming to Christ. But we will also see a surge in the preaching of the gospel. We will see it being preached in the most unexpected places ever. I mean, look at Deeply Rooted. This is a podcast. This is a Christian podcast in a corporate space. You know, there's never been a Christian podcast at Arena Holdings before. You know, Deeply Rooted is the first of its kind. And the fact that it's happening in a corporate setting, at a place of work, at a media house, because I mean, Arena Holdings has multiple publications and channels and media channels, like, etc., you know. So it's happening. Like, for example, God will literally give rise to opportunities where we as believers, as children of God, will be given platforms to speak and spread the message of Christ in the least expected places. You know, whether you're at school as a child of God, as a born-again believer, you might see that there are opportunities that will be handed your way, or other believers or other followers of Christ will be given opportunities where they have an opportunity to speak about Christ, basically, where you will see people preaching in lectures. You will see people preaching, you know, in the least expected spaces in the media. Because, I mean, the media wasn't, especially long ago, it wasn't a place where the gospel was preached a lot. You know, I mean, there were Christian channels and stuff like that. But when it comes to, like, the circular media, if I can put it that way, like, channels that are well known for circular programs, you will now see people actually bringing Christ into that, you know. So in various random places, you know, in the gym, you'll see people preaching the message of Christ in the gym, you know. And this just prompts me to say to you, beloved, that if you're a follower of Christ, you need to avail yourself, because God literally wants to do something this season. in these last days, basically. He wants to fulfill his mandate. He wants to make sure that whatever that was said in his word is fulfilled, you know, because that's another thing about God. When his word has been spoken, you know, he himself will make sure that it is fulfilled, you know. So if he said long ago that people will be born again in numbers, you will see that happening. And it won't be necessarily because someone decided that it's going to be that way. God himself will make opportunities for people to be saved and for people to hear his message. You know, for example, I always tell people how I got the opportunity to have a podcast called Deeply Rooted. You know, it was given to me. It wasn't something I went to knock on the door for and ask for the opportunity. I was heard while recording a video, basically, of myself, just speaking on what was laid on my heart that day. And somehow the head of podcasts gave me this opportunity to say, you know what? How about we do this officially? And now it's reaching like multitudes and a lot of people. So God will literally enter into the hearts of people in corporate, people that may not even know that they are being influenced by God to give us these opportunities as believers. You know, you might see at school that, you know, maybe your principal or your vice chancellor would approach you, for example, for an opportunity where you can preach the gospel and just reach people for Christ. You know, it will happen in very authentic ways, because God is a very creative and authentic God, you know. So we need to be ready. We need to avail ourselves, because Jesus also mentioned, he made a parable in one of his teachings saying that the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And that is actually such a sad statement that he made, because there's still a lot of people that need to hear the message of Christ. People are in pain. People are in bondage, in darkness. And we, as believers of Christ, we have the light. We have the solution. I mean, you know what Jesus did for you. You know what giving your life to Christ did for you. I, for one, can testify about many times where I felt like I was in darkness. I even considered taking my own life, but because I gave my life to Christ, Christ became that light in the midst of darkness. He literally became the beaming light that saved me from the shackles of darkness. And now I walk in light. I don't walk in darkness. I walk in authority, you know. So it's just one of those things, beloved, that we have the message, we have hope that we have to be spreading to the world, you know. So we need to be available. We need to avail ourselves, because God wants to use us, as I said, in different spaces, in the most random spaces, wherever you are, whether you use a bus in the morning. Maybe God will place it in your heart that, you know what, there's someone next to you that needs to hear about my love. And you will have to talk to that person, maybe share just through a conversation that, you know what, Jesus helped my life. And that could literally save the person's life, you know. So we need to avail ourselves. We need to be willing. We shouldn't close ourselves off. I know that it's scary. It's very scary, especially in a circular space, to stand for Christ, but we need to be willing, and we need to ask God to give us the boldness, because boldness is something you get from God. It's not just something you build up yourself. It's something you get from the Lord. You become bold when you ask God to give you boldness, you know. So we should literally make ourselves available. We should be willing, because God wants to work through us. He wants to use us as instruments of hope to make sure that his message goes out, you know, to the entire world. Literally in different spaces of the world, you know, different spaces of society. He wants to impact different spheres of society. And it's not to say that we won't experience opposition. Of course, we will experience opposition. You know, not everyone will be receiving or will be welcoming of the message of Christ, if that's the right word to use. You know, some people will try to sabotage it. Some people will try to say this and that. But one thing that we have on our side is the fact that greater is he who is with us than the one who's in the world. Meaning, if God has a mandate, no one can come against his mandate, no matter how hard they try. Because we are doing this not on our own accord, but we are doing it because God has mandated us to do it. You know, we are doing it because God wants it to happen. He wants his gospel to be spread throughout all nations in different spheres of society. You know, so we shouldn't, if we see opposition, if we see sabotage, if we see any negativity towards what we're doing, we should always turn back to God and just ask him and trust him to be the one to, you know, stand for us and fight for us and literally make things happen on our behalf, you know. So that's literally what's going to happen, beloved. God is literally doing a lot in this season. A lot of people are getting saved, and it's still going to happen in, I think you, I wrote a post a few days ago. I wrote a post saying that, you know what, people are still going to be saved in large numbers. It's still going to happen, because we are still in the last days. So we are seeing glimpses of it, but it's still going to be a high surge of people coming to Christ, you know. And the beautiful thing about it, as I said, yes, I mean, it is the last days. We are seeing horrible things happening, but we should take heart and have hope in the fact that Jesus said, you know, he will also pour, I mean, God said he will pour his spirit upon all flesh, right? Meaning even the people that are engaging in terrible things, we have hope that they too will be counted as part of the people who will be beneficiaries and recipients of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You know, we should have hope and pray for them as well, that they are not missed and they don't miss out on what God is doing, you know. And as well as us, you know, as believers in Jesus Christ, we should not miss out on what God is doing, because he wants to use us, as I said, in different spheres, in different spaces in society. And he wants us to also be very welcoming and very receiving and welcoming of the people that give their lives to Christ from the secular world, and just reiterate their new identity and authority and how they can seek God and literally live in a way that honors God, in a way that seeks him daily, so that their lives are transformed. So God wants to use us as well in these last days. Yes, he can do it by himself, but he's placed us in his kingdom. He's chosen us so that we can also not just sit comfortably and say, okay, I'm a child of God, I'm saved, I have a relationship with God, but we are also mandated to share the gospel and just preach and just share testimonies of how good God has been in our lives personally, you know. So definitely praying for you, beloved, because I know that it's not an easy time. It is the last days, as I said, you know, we are literally all feeling the heat. But another thing we should be encouraged in is the fact that, you know, the word of God says in the book of John 1 verse 5, the writer says, the light shines in the darkness and the darkness hasn't overcome it. So if we know, like, the book of John chapter 1, it speaks of Jesus and it literally introduces him as the Word, you know, and it explains and describes that, you know, in the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was with God. And then it goes on to say the Word was made flesh and it lived among us. And then this is one of the verses in chapter 1. It says, the light shines in the darkness and the darkness hasn't overcome it. So the Word, which is Jesus, is also the light. I mean, if you remember, Jesus also described himself as, you know, the light of the world. Whoever walks with me will never walk in darkness. So he literally says he is the light that darkness hasn't overcome and will never overcome. So no matter how much darkness there will be in the last days, false prophets, you know, moral decline, the fact that people will be lovers of themselves, the fact that there will be global turmoil, there will be wars. I mean, we've seen this, like, with the Russia-Ukraine war, and we've just been seeing a lot of that kind of thing happening. But we should take heart at the fact that the light, which is Jesus, and what he will do will be much greater and will not be overcome by darkness, because that's what the Word of God says here in the book of John 1, chapter 5. You know, we should take heart and be encouraged at the fact that, you know, he's the light, and darkness will not overcome the light that he is. You know, he will be glorified, people will get saved, and that light, that positivity, will literally overcome the darkness, which is the negativity that I counted that will happen in the last days. You know, so we should take heart and be encouraged in that and be prayerful, so that we literally stay in God, keep seeking God no matter how hard it is, because sometimes I know it's not easy to stay in God in all seasons, but trust me, he is the best place to be in. He's the most safest place to be in, no matter what is happening around you or in your life. You know, he loves you endlessly, dearly, and he literally has your best interests at heart. The Bible says he has many thoughts about you. The number of thoughts he has about you are literally immeasurable. He has plans to prosper you. He has thoughts of good for you and not harm and not evil. So we need to stay prayerful. We need to stay in God so that we are also receptive and we also see the opportunities that he gives to us in these different spaces of society that he wants us to impact, that he himself wants to impact through his message using us, you know. So, yeah, but that's what I have for you today. God is doing a lot this season, beloved. Don't miss out. Just pray, be available, be willing. And no matter, like, because, I mean, it's normal for you to think that, you know what, you may not be qualified because of how you speak, because, you know, you're this and you're that. But God literally never calls qualified people. He literally, especially in the Bible, if you look at the people that literally are now hailed as the, you know, giants or the heroes of faith, like people like Paul, people like Peter, people like Moses, like people, those were people that literally had flaws, people that were, that had low self-esteem, people that were looked down upon. But literally, God wants, all he wants is for you to say, Lord, I'm available. I'm available. The fact that the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few, I want to be part of the workers. All you have to do is just say, you know what, I'm available. And God will authentically use who you are, your character as you are, to literally impact, you know, and literally spread his message in all spheres of society as you are. Because God is a creative God. That's why he doesn't want duplicates. He wants you as you are, with your quirkiness, with your personality, with everything that you feel like may be a defect. But God wants to use exactly that thing to influence spaces and different spheres of society through his message using you, you know. So let's just avail ourselves and let's pray and let's just trust in God that, you know, at the end it will all work out and eternity has been promised to us and we will end up with our Savior, you know, for all the days of our lives. So, yeah. And the Bible says, we know that there's a scripture that says, every knee shall bow. Every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. So no matter what the negative, as I said, with the negativity that's happening, Jesus will be proclaimed as king. The gospel will be preached and God's mandate will be achieved and nothing will come against it, you know. So yeah, let's pray for the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray for God's working to literally be made manifest and so that we don't miss what God is doing, so that we are receptive of how he wants us to represent him and be used for his glory. And yeah. But anyway, beloved, don't forget to subscribe. We've got a whole lot more coming. In the coming weeks, we've got exciting guests and exciting things to talk about. And we really, really pray that God blesses, you know, everyone that is listening and their lives are being transformed. Your lives are being transformed. And we really, really pray. So don't forget to subscribe to Ayono FM, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you choose to listen to your podcast from. And there's also a lot more podcasts that, you know, Times Live offers. We've got Business Day Spotlight. We've got the SL Cabinet, Taking the Rams by the Horns, and so many more. So be sure to also listen to those ones as well. Until next time, you are loved. You are treasured by your Heavenly Father. You are precious in his sight. God bless and Jesus loves you. Until next time, keep well and stay in Christ, abide in him. Amen.